This morning, turn to Matthew chapter 23. It's a very strong chapter of the Scripture where Jesus had to say some things to these religious people that He hadn't said before. And He's really strong here in the Scripture. I don't think any preacher has ever got any rougher than what He got in this text this morning. But the point was that He was, thank God, revealing to them what they really were. And it's good to know what you are this morning. It's good to know what God's done in you and know where you're at with God. Amen. I don't like this thing of just coasting in religion. It's not no good, people just going through religious motions down at the house of God. It ought to be some zeal. It ought to be some heart stuff. Amen. In the house of God. And also not only in the house of God. I'm the church at all times. I'm a body. I'm in the body. And I'm a believer. And I'm in Him. And this morning, friend, a lot of people's got misconception about church. Amen. We don't come to church. We come to the church house. We are the church this morning. And I've said that many a time, and I believe you need to hear it more, because the fact of it is, a lot of people's got the wrong conception in this time. Thank God that we go to church. We don't go to church. We are the church, and the church assembles. It is an assembly. We meet together here at what we believe to be the resurrection day, the Lord's day. It is the resurrection day. Jesus rose again the first day of the week, and thank God this morning. Thank God they met in the church in the book of Acts on the first day of the week. Paul put in Romans 14, he said that there's differences on the days. And he said, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. The God of heaven's never different on any day. He's the same every day. And I believe we missed this dispensation or this period of time. Thank God the way we've treated it and the way it's been taught. But listen this morning. Jesus is the same all the time. Amen. That's right. He don't change. Thank God when I walk out them doors. And He don't change when I walk in them. Amen. He's the same God all the time. And I believe that. Don't you? And these Pharisees were so much caught up in tradition. Thank God the way they taught one another and the way they set up laws. Amen. They condemned their own self. Amen. Even though they were already condemned by their religion. And Jesus told them, and there's eight woes in this text this morning. I surely ain't going to try to preach them all. You know me better than that. But I want to say a few things this morning about these Pharisees and what Jesus told them. They were a total opposition of Christ. Amen. Listen. God, Nicodemus was a Pharisee, but he had enough sense to come to Jesus and question Him about the miracles that Christ was doing. Jesus didn't talk about His miracles, but He did talk about what was most important, and that was the new birth, that you must be born again. That's the greatest miracle that could take place in an individual heart. Amen. And so Paul, who wrote the New Testament epistles, amen, was a Pharisee as well. And Jesus, thank God, showed Himself to him, and he got saved. And he wrote, thank God, the epistles to the New Testament church. And so some Pharisees did get saved. Amen. Jesus said this to them in verse number 13. He said, but woe unto you scribes. A scribe was a writer, a clerk, town clerk, and Pharisees and hypocrites. The word Pharisee, this means exclusively religious. Now listen to that. Exclusively religious. Now Jesus is exclusive this morning. He's the only way to heaven. But God, my friend, thank God, has a family this morning. And I want to say this. Everybody that's been born again is in the family of God. Whether they're a member of this church or whether they're a member of another Bible-believing church, they're in the family of God. Jesus Christ, thank God, is the only way to the Father. There's no other way. If you come to God, you'll come by Him or you won't come. Thank God, your church members membership and how good you are and what your last name is and who your daddy and mama is, amen, or who your husband or wife is. It has nothing to do with you coming to God. You'll have to come individually. If you don't come individually, you'll not come. It's a dealing of God in your heart to bring you to salvation. It's not in a plan. It's in the man Christ. And through and by Him we have eternal life. But these men here, the Pharisees, was a religious or exclusively religious. I know some Baptists like that this morning. They think they're the only ones that ever was right. Amen. But God's right, and everything that God set up, He'll do right. Amen. Listen, the word Pharisee all means a separatist. And listen, separation is not an idol or a god this morning. A separation is unto a person. Amen. People say, well, I don't do this or do that. Well, neither does a dead man. Amen. He don't do things, but he can't separate himself unto Christ. Amen. When you separate yourself unto Christ, amen, listen, you become connected with Him, and the rest of that stuff don't mean nothing to you. And the thing of it is, what hinders us today is, amen, Adam's not dead in you, and the fact of it is, Adam arise up in you because you still have that nature. But thank God for the real nature of God in a man to save that. It's called a divine nature. And so these Pharisees were nothing but religiously lost. Hey, God, they even asked Jesus, were they blind? He said, well, He said, you say you can see, but you're blind. Amen. Listen, He called them hypocrites. Hypocrite means that somebody that plays a part, that somebody acts out their religious ways. Amen. That's just like putting on a costume. Amen. Or, my friend, a suit. Amen. Listen, thank God, it's not what you have on the outside. It's what you have on the inside. You see, the inside's the problem today. Amen. I mean, if I left here and my car motor blowed down the road, amen, that just blowed, amen, and I got a wrecker to take it to the garage, and he'd say, what's wrong with this thing? I said, it needs new tires. That'd be kind of crazy, wouldn't it? That's why a lot of people want their car. They just want somebody to see. But the problem's not with the tires. The problem's with the motor, amen. And the problem, my friend, this morning, is not what you wear on the outside. It's what you are on the inside. And I'm going to tell you this, friend, if you don't see that, you'll not get saved. A lot of people think, well, I've got to quit this and quit that. Quitting that will not save you. Hey, God, my friend, it's the grace of God. It's Jesus Christ. It's forgiveness of sin. And you are a sinner this morning. Amen. That's why you sin. Amen. Thank God, if I said that man's a farmer, that means he farms. Amen. If I may say a man's a sinner, that's because he sins. Amen. That's what you are, every one of you are. Ain't a perfect man or woman I'm preaching to this morning. And surely I know myself better than you do, and this preacher ain't perfect. He's far from it. I just got a perfect God in me that's justified me by faith. Thank God that lives within me this morning. Amen. I don't come to be a hypocrite. Amen. A hypocrite is acting something they're not. I'm not in an act. Amen. I'm in the Holy Ghost. If I'm real with God, notice this here this morning. He said, for the you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, and they won't go in. Neither suffer ye them that are entered to go in. This is what he's saying here. There's a woe. There's a judgment. There's a grief. Hey, God, because these this morning, hey, God, are hindering others from hearing the gospel, from hearing the new covenant. You see, these men were nothing but Judaizers. That's all they were. They were. They said they kept the law. They added to the law. But they were not. Amen. Law keepers. Amen. Listen, friend. He said, Jesus. Hey, God said, I got a greater law. Amen. It's the law of love. Amen. Listen, friend, this morning I'm going to tell y'all something. If a man don't love God and love his neighbor, he's a liar. fire. Amen. He can't say he loves God if he don't love his fellow man. How can you say you know God and not love your fellow man? How can you say you love God and not take care of him? Hey, Jesus Christ said, hey, God, if you got two coats, hey, God, give him one. Amen. That's exactly right. All the Pharisees were exclusive. It wasn't but that little group of people, hey, God, that they took care of. Hey, was my friend a bunch of hypocrites? Hey, man, they said, hey, God, how they shut up the kingdom of heaven? Because, hey, God, friend, how they denied the true gospel? Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you what. You listen to me. I want you to look at me right here, and you can believe what I'm about to tell you. There's a false gospel in this world. The gospel to me is Jesus Christ. That's the good news. But there's no good news until you see you need Him. He don't mean nothing to nobody unless they see they need Him. The gospel is the Word of God preached to your heart of your condition and God making you know that you're a sinner. And then the Holy Spirit reveals to you there's a Savior. And that's the gospel to me. The gospel is the death of Christ on the cross to finish the work for sin. The resurrection, and notice this, His ascension to sit on the throne this morning. For if He wasn't on the throne, He wouldn't be God. And He is on the throne, and He is God this morning. And brother, that's a triumphant Christ. Amen. Listen, it's not religion. It's not what you do. It's not what you don't do. It's not how good you think you are and how good you don't think you are. It has nothing to do with salvation. Salvation is the forgiveness of sin through the blood of the Lamb of God. It's forgiveness of sin. And God, through the precious blood, amen, that was shed on Calvary, that was placed on the mercy seat, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Amen. And so they shut this up today. Listen, friend, I love you and I appreciate you. And I hope you'll take the truth from me. But I'm telling you, if you don't, you'll have to deal with God about it. But there's very few people and very few churches have the true gospel today. They've turned it into a plan to make professions. They've turned it into, my friend, a road. Thank God they try to get people to travel on. But I'm going to tell you straight up this morning that the gospel's not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. It's an act of God. It's a work of God. It's the dealings of God. It's the Holy Ghost of God. It's the moving of God. It's the touch of God. It's the submission in your heart that God brings under broken conviction to cause you to repent and believe on Christ. And that's a work of grace. That's God doing it. It's not you doing it. You can't do it to be saved. Thank God, it's what He does in you. And the only reason you act is because He calls you. Thank God, to repentance. And friend, this morning they shut up the gospel. Amen. In this day, my friend, I'm telling you, they shut the very door to heaven. Amen. That's what He's saying. They're trying to shut up heaven against men that they keeping them from the truth. That they not entering in. They don't want them to enter in. And listen to me this morning. That's just the way religion is. Religion's full of that stuff. Can I tell you this? If you're saved this morning, you're as much saved as I am. I'm not more saved than you are. I'm not higher on the ladder than you are. I'm not better than you are. Everybody's saved. I'm not better than no man, whether he's lost or saved. But I'm telling you this morning, praise God's Son. Amen. You blessed me this morning up there in singing. But I'm telling you this, hey, it's got as much right to God as I do. I'm not shutting up the kingdom. I'm not shutting up the door to God because of who I think I am. That was their problem. That's who they thought they were. I'm bigger. I'm better. I'm separated. I'm in an exclusive group. Amen. And that's the way a lot of people in church is. That's why churches have groups. Amen. We ain't have no groups. We ain't having women's groups, men's groups. Amen. We're not having. This is a body. Thank God one arm can't get. If we can't work together, then we can't do it. Amen. There's these children involved in this church as much as anybody else is. That's why we don't have children's church. We ain't going to sit them in the back while I'm trying to preach. They need to hear me. They need to hear another man of God. They ain't got to give them a puppy show and a cookie. Amen. They need the gospel. They need to get around true worship. If they had not been in here this morning, we wouldn't even be blessed. We wouldn't have the blessing of God. Amen. They wouldn't even got up here and sang. Hey, God has sung them songs. But they sang them. And they was blessing to me. I'm glad. Thank God I know what it is this morning. I know it's meeting together. Thank God and give the gospel. And let the Lord work. And let Him have His way. And not try to shut the door on Him. Amen. That's what's happened in the Pharisees. That's right. Then the next verse said this. Notice this here. Next verse about the Pharisees. He said, one to the scribe, unto the scribes, Pharisees, here, for you to buy widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive a greater damnation. They devoured widows' houses, and I'm not adding to the Bible, but then always, if something happened to a widow, and she became that widow, they would go to her house, and they would try to get her in their religion. They would try to get her in their religion. It wasn't about the widow they was concerned about. It was her possessions that they was concerned about. And I'm going to tell you, when you merchandise the gospel, I'm telling you the truth now. Hey, listen to me. When you merchandise this, the gospel ain't for sale. I don't have nothing to sell this morning. I ain't got a thing to sell. And not according to the Bible. I mean, this is a church. Amen. Listen, can I tell you this? If we can't give enough to take care of it, then let's shut the doors back there. If you want to hold on to money, and that money means more to you than God, and you don't want to give for the glory of God and be blessed to God, then shut the doors. I'm not having yard sales, dumpling cookings. I'm not doing it. It ain't going to happen. It will not happen. I bet I'd shut the door. I mean, brother, I wouldn't. It ain't mine, but it's the church's. Amen. It's Christ's church. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't have nothing to do with that. Ain't God trying to raise money through raffle tickets? Amen. Listen. I won't say this while I'm on it. The church is not a place to sell nothing. Amen. It ain't that, friend. It don't come in here, thank God, and merchandise something. That is not the place of the church. I've told good men of God, you can't sell your stuff in here. We're not here for that. Amen. Why sell a preaching tape? Thank God, let's give it. Amen. I appreciate Brother Wade. Thank God, he takes care of that. Bless the Lord for it. But I'm telling you, they devour with widow's houses, my friend, this morning, and they all about that, and they do that by pretending long prayers. That's pretending religion to get an advantage. Amen. That's right. God help us all. I'm gonna read the next one. I'm gonna through this morning. Notice this one here, verse number 15. One, you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. For you compass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him a twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. If I can put that in the right language, a Pharisee saying, I'll go anywhere that I can get a convert to be in my exclusive group of people. Now, the way these people got these people, as a convert or a proselyte, number one thing is, if they was a male, of course, they had to be circumcised. You got to take the mark. Number two, they baptized themselves. And number three, they offered an offering. So if you do that, listen, it's all works. It's all works. Now, I could preach this morning on the danger of being a cult. Now, I'm the pastor of a church, and this is why I believe about a pastor. He's called to God. He's God's man for the church. He's the leader of the church as God leads him. But he's not the Lord of the church. And he has the authority that God gave him to lead the church, but not to be the Lord, because he's not the Lord. He's not to take a lordship over God's heritage. And the Holy Ghost is the author of all things that works in the church. If he don't work, it don't work. Amen. And it ain't follow me. Everything I tell you, amen, it means that you follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. I'm not going to try to get you to drink Kool-Aid this morning. Amen. I'm not trying to get you to follow, amen, to thank God to go buy a car like mine. I'm not going to do that. Amen. I believe in the freedom of man. I believe in the moral. I believe man's got a will to choose. And I believe the Holy Ghost knows how to work. Listen, if I could get Keith Redman, and he's the first convert here, and he's got a lot of thought like me. He's been under me a long time, but he's still a strong man. And if I could get him to do what I wanted him to do, I wouldn't make him more than a Hittite. Amen. I think it's an abomination as a God Almighty for any man to allow any group to call them by his last name. You're not a Hittite. Thank God you're a Christian, amen. And it's about being a Christian. It's about being saved. And mark it down what I'm telling you. When they follow just that man, it becomes a cult. It becomes a group of people that's exclusive in their cult. And that's exactly what it is. And I'm not getting involved in it. Thank God if the Holy Ghost I can't have liberty here, if the Holy Ghost I can't do His will here, it ain't a church. Amen. They got the, you got the, I'm going to preach the Bible, and it's up to God to make you what He wants you. I didn't have no plan for you. God did. I didn't have a plan for you. I didn't have no plan. Have I ever given you a piece of paper and say, you do this or else? Son, I'd be dead in the grave right now. Listen, can I give you this? I'm going to tell you this here. They compass sea and land. That means I'll go anywhere to get that convert. That's why the Jehovah's Witness knock on your door, because they think they got to inherit a kingdom because of the works they do. They've been lied to. Last one come to my door, I said, you've been born again? It just shocked them. It just knocked them off their feet. And that woman said, we're religious people. I said, have you been born again? And that girl was standing there, she's probably 16, looked around the woman, and that woman said, we want to talk to people that don't know the Bible. Well, I'm going to tell you what, that's what they do, because they got a crowd of them out there. Hey, can I tell you this? I'm not trying to get you to believe what I'm preaching. I want, if the Holy Ghost don't put it in you and teach it to you, you ain't going to believe it or know it. It's got to be something God does. Hey, man, why do these young people get up here and cry this morning and weep over singing? Hey, man, because of the Holy Ghost. I know a man, I wouldn't call his name for nothing. He took an airplane to Canada to preach to one man because he thought his doctrine was better than somebody else's. I'm going to tell you what that is. That's a self-righteous Pharisee. When you sit in a pew as a preacher or even as a church member and you think you know more than what the man is preaching, or you think you can give a new revelation besides what he's saying, I'm going to tell you what the problem with you is. You're puffed up in your own self. And buddy, you talking about a man of God and a preacher? Buddy, I've been tempted with that. I've even thought things like that in the time past. But I'm telling you, God showed me one day, He said, you don't know nothing unless I give it to you. And I'm going to tell you what, you don't know the truth this morning unless the Holy Ghost give it to you. You won't say, brother, these people out here, and I say it and I mean it. These people out here are giving these false professions and giving these false hopes and getting people to repeat prayers and all this kind of thing. They're lying to people. What they need is a Holy Ghost deal with them. They won't get saved unless the Holy Ghost deals with them. If you go off with something like that, I say, you ain't been taught of God. And I ain't just saying that in a bad way. Amen. There's a lot of men preaching the truth. And I'm telling you what, a man couldn't be taught of God. And he gets a, and a man used to say this at a church. He said, come on down the altar. Somebody give you the plan of salvation. Brother, the plan's in Christ. There ain't no such a thing. Amen. I didn't have no plan to meet her. I just picked her up that night. Thank God. I've been married to her for 38 years. Amen. I didn't marry a plan. I married a lady. Amen. That's exactly right. And when I got saved, I didn't believe a bunch of facts. I believed in Christ. Amen. Paul said, I know whom I have believed, not what. Because I know whom, I know what. But it's a person. And going around, come passing everywhere, seeing land to try to make one convert for their own self and their own glory. God forbid. I'll have to get the rest of them another time, but I'm telling you this. Here's would be my plea to you this morning as somebody sitting in this church. Make sure within your own heart that the Holy Ghost draw you to repentance and gave you saving faith to believe in Christ. And why do you think Paul said, I kept the faith? He had it. He got it back on, thank God, on Damascus Road. Son, he lived it, thank God, till he left here, Brother Todd. Amen. He kept the faith. I'm telling you this morning, friend, thank God, and keeping the faith just is not attending an assembly. Keeping the faith, thank God, is living for the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Stand with me this morning. Appreciate you hearing the Word of God.